Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Help Myself Podcast. Listen, I am your host, John M. Singletary, Senior. Gotta put that senior in there because I got my junior, aka LJ. That's my co-pilot, y'all, man. That's who I have the privilege of traveling this podcasting journey and this amazing adventure that we call life. Such an honor. And my man is back here, you know. And this podcast is dropping on a Saturday, as I always say. Look, Saturday might not be the day that you hear this, but when you do, it'll be the right time for you. You ever heard somebody say, I'm wrong because I thought that I could find somebody that loves like me or gives like me or treats people like me, and I thought I could find a me, but I was wrong about that? You ever heard them say that? Well, let me break that down a little bit and why I think it's a dangerous sentiment. Because one, the idea of like me is romanticized. There's a product called the Johari's Window, and it talks about the different aspects of you, the you that you visualize or believe yourself to be, the version of you that all the people in your life see. And then there's also versions of you that have not been found, and there's shadow versions of you that neither you nor your close circle are aware of. And so the like me is very assumptive in the idea that I'm everything that I think that I am. There's blind spots. There's blind spots in your strengths and blind spots in your weaknesses. But then the second part is, it's very presumptive to want someone to be like you. And I get the gist of what they're saying, but I think sometimes when you want someone to meet a metric that you've set that they're not aware of, you rob yourself of the opportunity to experience who they actually are. If you would allow people to be who they are without the expectation of them fitting your metrics or your standards, I know in a lot of cases you'll discover some things that'll disqualify, but in so many cases you will be so pleasantly surprised. Because the reality is, people aren't here to serve our needs or to be controlled by our opinions, but we're here to experience them. And it would be very redundant if everybody I meet was like me.